Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tofupi on Kaya 959.
Google, when we opened up the open line, somebody asked us about UIF. And we obviously trying to help them or connect them to the Department of Labor. But another story that's kind of been going on for a while, and it basically has been affecting all South Africans, is the two-pot retirement system where you can dip into your retirement savings before you actually retire. And we always knew this would lead to very, very adverse circumstances ultimately, but now people are beginning to see it.
When it comes to the numbers, they certainly are adding up. So just yesterday, I was sitting on a panel discussion with the commissioner of SARS, Edward Kiesvetter, essentially discussing the dynamics around several levels of reform that have taken place within the retirement industry and further changes and shifts that would be required. Now, he confirmed that that number, 43 billion, has now moved up to 57 billion since September last year in terms of the two-pot withdrawals. So that does actually highlight the fact that we are seeing more South Africans actually tap into or dip into their two-pot retirement savings just to access the dynamic of making sure that they are able to save and afford for their day-to-day living. Whilst there's still mixed data in terms of what this capital is being used for, what it does tell us, though, is that when it comes to the reality of retirement savings in South Africa, many companies like Sanlam, through their benchmark index, have highlighted the fact that we still just aren't saving enough to in order to retire comfortably. Many indices essentially pointing to the fact that we might have to work until we're at least 80 years old in order to make sure that we cover the financial responsibilities we have. So it does actually speak to this Goldilocks, I guess, kind of system or interim positioning that's in place right now to make sure that preservation for the long term is still prioritized, but still allowing South Africans to dip into their savings. But what was also a reality check for us was the fact that many unions, SATU in particular, but also representatives of COSATU, essentially highlighted the fact that we are constrained. We're encouraging South Africans to save, but save what is essentially the phrase that was used, just in terms of making sure that there is some money left at the end of the month versus the converse. So I guess slow progress is still progress, but it is taking quite a while for South Africans to find some level of financial reprieve.
The US was looking to ban TikTok. They then gave them a reprieve, told them we're not going to ban them, specifically after Donald Trump got elected. And that relationship is still existing, but they keep extending the deadline because essentially, I don't know if they're looking for somebody to buy TikTok in the US or at least for somebody to buy a portion of it. Where are things standing right there?
Seems like we've kicked the can down the road yet again. So from what we understand, according to headlines, just yesterday, the White House decided to extend the lifeline for TikTok by another 90 days. And as you've provided context and background, this has been ongoing, given the ban that was meant to take place just earlier this year. You are quite right. This does go back to ownership. The U.S. government has essentially viewed TikTok, given that it is owned by the Chinese, as a threat to U.S. security. And they are essentially looking for it to be acquired by a U.S. company or halt operations altogether if it is continued or does remain under the ownership of a Chinese entity. Still not sure which partners might come on board. And there are quite a few intricacies in terms of the data, the security, what they would own. Is it the IP, the operations, and of course, the structure of the deal, and more so the valuation. So those particular conversations are still taking place in the backdrop. But at least for the next 90 days, yet another extension for TikTok to operate in the US.
Thank you very much for that. And the markets?
The markets yesterday was a fairly mixed bag. We actually did see some drag on the JSE All Share Index. Again, a lot of volatility given the conflict that's taking place between Iran and Israel, the impact and influence that will have on the oil price, and of course on gold. For the moment, we'll see the All Share Index open up at 94,914 points. Currency-wise, we've weakened, but that's also just a reflection of dollar strength on the back of their better print on inflation figures earlier this week. 18 Rand exactly is where we're trading to the greenback, 24.29 to the British pound, and 20.74 against the euro.
That's where we're going to leave it. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tofupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.